You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Okay, welcome to this edition of Startup Nation Radio, today brought to you by our good friends at Walsh College and Comerica Bank. And as I mentioned in the opening, my good friend and co-host Dan Gliske. First of all, welcome, Dan.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah,
great to be here.
Always good to be doing the show with you. You know, as I mentioned, a great way to learn is to learn from hearing the stories of others, the challenges, the successes, the, you know, the victories, all the things that go with that, and how they got through it, how they did it, the tips and tricks of the trade.
This is always one of my favorite shows that we do, learning from other people and other entrepreneurs who've walked the path. We're not the first people to go into business.
Right, right.
So there's
right,
so much we can right, learn from each right. other.
And, you know, it's not just the learning, it's also the inspiration that comes with it. You know, you hear a great story, and it just kind of, if you're one of those out there in the nation listening to this show and you're kind of on the fence, or as it is, on the couch, you're not doing anything yet, you've got this great idea, you're still dreaming about making it happen, you haven't quite taken action yet, sometimes hearing a story of someone else maybe like you or even more challenged than
it's
you,
always one of the most exciting times is starting and launching that company.
Yeah.
And sometimes you forget, A, how hard it is,
yep,
how much work and passion it takes, but also the things that you learn in the beginning. It's always the most memorable time. When you look back on your company's history, it's always the beginning that seems to me is always the ones that's the most rewarding, exciting, and fun.
Very cute, very sharp. All right, well, speaking of learning, we've got someone who's actually appeared on Startup Nation Radio on our first Super Startup show.
Exactly.
And at that time, there was kind of a vision for this company called Vision Boards. And we've got Natalia Petrozuk joining us again on Startup Nation Radio.
Really great.
Give us an update. So, Natalia, welcome to the show.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Hello, Natalia.
Thrilled to be giving you guys an update and report on our activities. So, we were, because we won the Global Startup Championship, where we were sent out to the Launch Festival, and that is in San Francisco. It's held annually, and it's kind of for tech entrepreneurs to present their alpha or beta products. And so we were one of just a few companies from Detroit that were present there, and we had our alpha website to show to the public. We had over 1,000 people sign up and want to try our beta, which was very promising. And even more exciting, we actually had the keynote speaker, Mark Cuban, come up and test out our website and spend over 15 minutes talking with us, giving us insight into our product.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Fantastic, yeah.
That's pretty cool, for sure. Listen, before we go further into the update, let's tell our audience what Vision Boards is, just to and maybe what it is and how you got started, how long ago, where the idea came from. Give us a little quick background.
Sure. A vision board is a collage of images and phrases that represent goals and dreams you want to achieve in your life, and it's a goal-setting tool for the visual mind. So there's proof scientifically that the more time you spend actually visualizing and pondering your goal, the more likely it's actually to come into fruition. And we're providing a technology that helps people easily create vision boards and stay engaged with that visualization process.
When you say vision board, is it digital? It's not a physical vision.
It's both.
Okay.
And we're going to be offering the public both ends. So we will not only help you create a digital vision board that can be your screensaver or your Facebook page or however you want it, even a video. We're also going to eventually go to printed products as well. So you can print it as your device case or as your journal cover or as your yoga mat. Different
cool
ways to make sure that your visualization is with you at all times.
Okay. And so last time you told us about this idea you had, and now you've presented it to some potential investors and to the tech community in San Francisco. You've gotten some feedback. How are you feeling right now? I mean, do you feel you're on track? Are you living your dream? You know, how do you feel?
I definitely feel like we are on track. The one frustration is, you know, you want things to move a little bit quicker than sometimes you can. Building technology of this caliber takes a lot more time, and sometimes talking to investors takes my time away from focusing on the business infrastructural development. And so when you are a startup, you definitely have a limited amount of time and resources. And so sometimes the amount of time it takes to have the productivity you want is probably the most frustrating part. But I do think we are on track. We have a lot of affirmation coming in from not only investors that are interested, but beta beta people that are trying to sign up and take a first look and take a first stab at our website.
Well, Natalia, that means a lot coming from you. When Jeff and I, when we heard your story, I've never seen a company out of the chute from a formation stage gather as much momentum so quickly as what you did. And it seemed like from when you won the launch for startups here in Detroit, and you won that, and then it took you all over the world, you got all this publicity, all of this press, the momentum really built. And then I think what you now have experienced is after that initial euphoria, that now the reality of growing it, getting clients, building it, is starting to set in, and you're getting a little bit bogged down into the minutiae of running the business.
I think it's more that things take a long time. This really takes a commitment and a long time. And what I'm really experiencing as a first-time entrepreneur is you've got to be in love with this concept and in love with the business idea. And I think if you are, you're willing to roll up your sleeves and go through the ins and outs. It does take a long time, though. I mean, it really, to even navigate the infrastructural side, the legal side of things, the equity structures, talking to investors, it's a lot of different moving parts.
Absolutely. So, Natalia, the key question, are you in love?
I am so in love with this product. I believe in it with my whole heart. I genuinely do.
All right.
And I think that's critical for any entrepreneur.
All right. Now, when we come back from we're going to do a quick break. When we come back, I want you to think about a couple of things that were unexpected, maybe some good, some bad, one good, one bad, as an entrepreneur that you can share with our audience, that you can help make sure they watch out for or are aware of when they get started. Okay?
Sure.
Right back from the break, we'll go right to you. And thanks for being on the show. And we're going to talk to you in just another minute. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.